Joseph and Michael Payne on FUBAR Radio.
May I have your attention, please?
All right.
Here we go again.
Where did you find that? Some kid back in town?
It's not the bazaar. It's a very naughty boy.
Drop that ghetto blaster.
Pump up the volume.
Redeem a full of culture, y'all.
Oh yeah, Subculture Club right here on FUBAR, and we have Mr. Payne back in the studio.
It's good to be back.
Oh.
It's very good to be back.
Yeah,
and there's a roller coaster of emotions going on.
Yeah,
at the moment. More on that later. But it's good to be back. Fundamentally, it's great to be back. It was great to be away. Doing what I was doing. I was on the road with our friend Dot Brown.
Yep.
On his mini tour. And an amazing experience. But yeah, good to be back in the hallowed halls of FUBAR.
Yeah, man. Well, we were lucky to have the very lovely Rich Hardesty filled in for you for a couple of weeks.
Yeah, big up to him. Thank you for filling my shoes.
We had a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. It was good. Very, very good to have you back, of course, as well. And shouts on the tour, man. Like, it was... So you were obviously off, as you said, with Doc Brown and Last Skeptic.
Mm-hmm.
And I came down to the Nottingham show.
You did.
And saw you, lads. And, man, it was just... Really was such a world-class show. The whole thing was just... I was very, very impressed, and it's just good to see you up there doing your thing.
Glad you enjoyed it.
And seeing, you know, Doc's return, and, you know, yeah, it was good. I mean, obviously, bit of a mission getting out to Nottingham for a gig.
Yeah,
but it was good to come
things,
out with the lads.
Yeah, you don't do things the easy way, because you obviously live in London.
Yeah.
But you were away in Barcelona,
yeah,
if I'm not mistaken, while we were on the tour. Sorry, while we played the London show.
Mm.
So you had to come, if you wanted to see a gig, you had to come to Nottingham, because that was the nearest or the most convenient day for you. Because you didn't come to Brighton either, which is nearer to London.
Mm.
But you were obviously doing something, because you have a life other than following Doc and I around.
Well, just.
Yeah.
Just.
But a great experience, and we had loads of fun.
We did, man. And definitely one of the highlights of that show as well was the incredibly talented singer that is Kevin Mark Taylor.
Kevin Mark Trail.
Kevin Mark
He's
Trail.
So talented, you forgot his surname. Kevin Mark Trail.
Yeah.
He has the initials KMT.
Yeah.
Which is if people that use text abbreviations know that is... Kiss My Teeth, which is a passive-aggressive interjection.
Yeah.
But he's the nicest guy. He couldn't be any further from the acronym KMT.
Yeah. he's such a legend, man. So incredibly talented, and, you know, obviously was a singer with the Streets, and he's done a lot of incredible things. And we're very lucky he's going to be joining us on the show today in about half an hour's time.
Incredible.
He's going to be playing some of his music, hopefully maybe get him to do a little live thing for us.
Yeah.
See, we can hustle out of the guy.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Which is going to be cool. And we've also got a bit later on as well, around about 3 p.m. I think ish, because unfortunately Kelly Jade's not in today. Ooh, it doesn't matter. We've got some of our own weird news stories.
Awesome.
But our friend DJ Odin,
yes,
he's going to join us. Legends Never Die mixtapes, just round two is nearly ready.
Exactly.
To drop.
We had him on the show live.
Mm.
A few months ago, talking about Legends Never Die number one and the massive success that he'd experienced, and, you know, surprise success as well. He was going to give it out for free, but it's such a well-made artisan piece of art, you know.
Yeah,
he supplies all the music. It's music from cult skate tapes from the 90s, and he mixes them and presents it in a VHS case with wax that you can use on surfaces that you want to grind on.
Yeah, for your skate wax. Yeah,
exactly.
They look amazing. The package, the whole thing, just looks absolutely incredible. So, and he's a good lad too. And I've got to apologise to him, because we're supposed to go skating on the weekend, and I pulled out.
Oh, are you?
Dickhead. Fair. So that's right. We're gonna clean this all up.
Yeah, absolutely.
Clean this all up.
Absolutely.
So we thought, anyway, definitely need to kick off the show. Let's play some new music from Doc Brown on his triumphant return to rap after 10 years.
Exactly. I was going to say, it's been about a decade.
Yeah.
And he's come back in style.
He certainly has, man. Hopefully the Stemma tour is not over. Hopefully
no, not more. At all. It hasn't even begun yet.
I got a feeling that's exactly what's happening.
It's around the corner.
Big shout to him and big shout to you on a very successful little mini tour there. Here we go. Kicking off Subculture Club here on FUBAR with Corruptible by Doc Brown. You're on FUBAR.
Run, wild, free. And we can't ever change, we can't be contained. Part of a saying is a chance to behave that we can't ever take. Asking in vain, spark to the brain, dart to the vein, go hard like we're hardly to blame. Partly insane like a stalker's dance in the rain. And we don't give up, whoa, whoa. Whatever you wanna do, wherever you wanna go, you know me, I can't say no. You plus me plus them, team, and anyone who wanna come and let off steam. Feel that, going home early, kill that. Gas that dude, that's that crew on the night that you get flashbacks to, like with a shrug, basically, bruv, no break till we're done. And we can't stop now. Gonna rock out till we drop down. Spud or a slap to the bomb on it, chick with the tats on the arm on it, sprinkling chat with the charm on it. Try not to do nothing dumb, but can't promise. Sundown, sun up, come down, come up. Pied Piper with a mic, oh, what's up? We can get with this or that, it's a toss up. Might hear sirens, watch for the rosas. I'm on the kind of conga line, so get in and follow. We could do it all now and regret it tomorrow. Tonight, collectively, we're gonna act the utter fool. Oh, I'm so corruptible. In your eye socket, liver than a rocket. Only a fiver in your pocket. Tonight, find a different kind of profit. Watch it, man. You don't fall behind a beat when I drop
and
it.
You can't lose, man.
When you're going out without any kind of plan, when you start off with nothing in your hand, go with the flow, even when the flow is a sham. So simple when you don't give a damn. Got a long list of all the dumb I did that I'll probably do again in a bit. Oh, I got that glint, man. All I ever need is a nod and a wink and a cold drink, bruv, I'm gone in a blink. Kinda like a junkie right on the brink, but I never gave a monkeys what you might think. Save the embarrassment for after, for the next few hours, let's make disaster. I'm like Alice with a bottle mark, drink me, eat me, trust me, taste me, tease me. Take it easy, wavy, sleazy, play me, treat me crazy, deeply take me, with you. Maybe a little sinning just to get us in the mood, I'm in it every minute, don't limit what we do. I wonder if I ever really did grow up at all. Corruptible.
And whatever we do tonight, it's nothing new. All these things, you can wonder if you were right. I'm coming up with you. All these things, we wouldn't do when we drew the line. What's such a fool?
Raise your hands, someone. Raise your hands, someone. Raise your hands, if you're corruptible.
Right, right, yeah, right. Now, let me know. Are you out?
Right, lights, high, sound.
You down.
All these things,
and whatever we do tonight,
it's nothing new. All these things, you can wonder if you were right. I'm coming up with you. All these things, we wouldn't do when we drew the line. What's such a fool?
Raise your hands, someone.
You're corruptible.
Doc Brown, corruptible there. On FUBAR, it is Subculture Club, Hugh and Michael with ya. And yeah, man, so it's so dope having Doc releasing some music for the first time in ages. And if you haven't copped it yet, make sure you get your ears around it, because the video clip for that as well is super dope. So make sure you go online and check it out.
Yeah.
And I reckon you've probably got a few new fans out of this tour as well.
I would say so.
Yeah, man.
I would say so. I had a very lovely MILF approach me in Manchester, I think. It's quite funny. So yeah. It sounds like I fell over there.
It did. Oh, God.
Never had a MILF approach me before.
Really? But a few DILFs.
Yeah, too many DILFs.
Too many DILFs.
And I just can't, you know.
Come on, man. So
that's of no use to me.
No. Yeah. But, so it sounds like my love life. It's always the girls that I don't like like me, and the ones that I like don't like me.
Mm.
There you go.
Yeah. I have to call them deals. Dads I wouldn't like to fuck.
Yeah.
Deals. Oh shit, did you mean daughters?
No, whatever.
Yeah,
man.
Okay,
no,
cool.
Whatever.
So that's kind of ones opened. No.
Let's jump into this.
Yeah.
Music makes me weak.
Oh, good times. Good times.
This is music makes me weak. Moving along.
Yeah.
And Bear Sittler, this week. Just like every week, I've picked two songs that have sprung to mind because of issues that I've seen in, you know, in the world, in current affairs.
Mm.
And the first one is, the first song that I'm going to be playing is I Feel Love by Donna Summer.
Amazing.
Reason being, this song came out in 1977, and... in that same year,
that's when the DILF that you met in Manchester.
That's when
was born.
That's when, yeah, that's when the acronym DILF was born. Yes. No.
Sorry. Back on track.
In addition to the birth of an acronym.
Yeah.
There was a young speaker, a young Caribbean man who was fighting for the civil rights of blacks in the UK, and just. You know, he's been a speaker of for marginalized groups since he was one of the chairs of Notting Hill Carnival.
Mm-hmm.
Black culture in general, he was a forerunner in the promotion of and just you know fair just equality for blacks. He spearheaded many campaigns. Recently died, unfortunately. So rest in peace, Darkest Howe.
Rest in power.
Yes, rest in power indeed. And there's a very famous photo of him giving a speech, in fact, rallying cry in Lewisham in 1977. And so poignant was this photo that I had to find out exactly what year it was. And it was, like I said, 1977, same year as I Feel Love by Donna Summer. And I feel love, you know, no matter how gnarly the world seems sometimes, no matter how much other marginalized groups have to fight for equality, there is enough love in the world, I think, to be able to feel it.
I like that.
You know what I mean?
Good man. High fives.
Absolutely.
Yes.
So that's the reason that, yeah, in light of Darkest Howe's death, I think we should definitely pursue his vision and try to make it a reality, even though he's no longer with us, and feel love. So yeah, to that end, this is I Feel Love by Donna Summer.
Brilliant stuff, man. Loving it. This is song one for Music Makes Me Weak on FUBAR Subculture Club. Excellent choice there, my friend. Donna Summer, I Feel Love on FUBAR, kicking off Music Makes Me Weak, Subculture Club.
Such an entrancing song, isn't it?
It really is, isn't it?
I just had my head down, just kind of bopping.
And yeah.
Even though it's a club song, it really makes you, it does make you get quite reflective as well.
It definitely does. It definitely
puts
does.
Puts you in a bit of a trance.
It's like if you were at the club and you were like dancing with someone and that came on, you'd start staring at them vaguely and they'd go like, what's wrong with me? What's wrong with me? Like, no, it's not you, babe.
No, it's not you, babe. I'm looking through you.
Or is right. it? Yeah. God, I'm so lost right now. Yeah, absolutely true, man. Nice one. What have you got? Second song for Music Makes Me Weak.
Right, the second song for Music Makes Me Weak is Tink's Round the Clock.
Nice.
And reason I chose this was because The Independent ran a story on, let me see if I can actually find it right now. I was on the old Twitter this morning, and the Independent ran a story on a 12-year-old girl who ran nearly 2 seconds within the 200-meter world record.
Damn, what?
Incredible.
So, holy shit, do we know who the person is that currently holds that? I'm assuming they're like a fully grown, like a adult athlete or something like
200 metres would be Usain Bolt.
Would that far out, man? That's insane. It this 12-year-old girl nearly ran it.
Right, so.
Holy shit.
But the fact is, despite the fact that this is a young girl, the Independent, and I think this was quite lazy and just downright sexist, really, compared her to Usain Bolt, despite the fact that there have been many, many amazingly fast female athletes that have run the 100 metres and 200 metres.
Yeah.
Women are allowed to do that now, you know, and women have set records, and she's not being compared to any of them. I just felt that it was a little bit, you know, it brings up the whole good for a girl complex that a lot of guys have, you know? And so I decided that I would pick a song to sum that up by a woman who raps. Sorry, I'm just taking off my jacket.
It's all right.
Temperature gets up and down.
You get so into this segment, don't you? Like, I'm taking it all off. That's why we only do 2 songs, people, because if we did five songs, you would literally be...
I'd melt.
You'd be sitting here naked. There'd be nothing there at all. Yeah.
So, like I said, The Independent compared her to a male athlete, and I just thought that was quite annoying, quite frustrating.
Or were they comparing her to the actual current champion?
Well, they dubbed her the next Usain Bolt. Right. And that's what I took umbrage with.
Yeah.
You know, they didn't dub her the next Florence Griffith Jones. You know.
Yeah, that is weird.
In answer to that, I picked Around the Clock by Tink, who is a female entertainer. She's a great singer, but she's also an amazing MC.
Yeah.
And obviously the MC game is dominated by males. And when a lot of women break through, they will be called good for a girl, you know? Even if it's not in those exact words, it will be something synonymous with that. Yeah. Or they'll be lumped into the category of femcs or female MCs when they're standing up with the best of them. Anyway, irrespective of sex. So,
good on you, bro. You brought some couple of deep topics today.
Yeah, man. No, because the thing is, you know, like I always say, I've got 4 sisters and no brothers. So God forbid, you know, someone tell one of them that they're not good enough to do something that a guy is good enough to do. When I was younger, one of my younger sisters was better at football than me. Mm. I was proud to tell people that.
Yeah.
Do you know? So apart from my coach, when he kicked me off the team and replaced me with her, that was about the only person. But I genuinely think that if a person's good at something, they're just good at it.
Yeah.
And stop comparing them to the ones that seemingly dominate.
Love it, man. Good on you, my bro. Here we go. Going to play it for you right now. Tink, Round the Clock on FUBAR, Subculture Club.
Are you aware of the changes that are happening around you? Are you willing to accept the change that is upon us?
Everything around me. Tell them broke boys, get the fuck around me. Once it comes, when it leaves, you ain't about that life, you can't roll with me, no.
Time for a shift, a metamorphosis. it's a modification, a difference.
Cause once it comes, when it leaves, you ain't about that life, you can't roll with me, no. Money talks and these bitches is mighty quiet. I hear these niggas woofing, I kill them with dead silence. I could reply, but there's really no need for payback. My paper's just as long as the leg room inside the Maybach. They hate it, won't find me in no club unless I'm gonna be compensated. Spot right on the beach, so when I'm home, I'm on vacation. Fuck you doing, why you never happy? That man ain't got the check, then that nigga just don't attract me. I'm more into the ballers, don't look at me like I'm Treya. I spend it and I waste it, there's plenty more left for later. These boys can't hang with my clique. You know I keep a bankroll that won't fold, the same size as they thick. I'm in a play for last mood, you gotta pay for this ride. I make a scene and when I leave, I make them stand like the bride. Let's get these rappers on the altar, better pray while they can. I'm coming heavy as a pound, these niggas still on the gram. I get a kick out of doing business and living life. You get a kick out of fucking bitches with hella likes. We in a different state of mind, never heard the word declined. All I think about is time, I need it round the clock. I need it round the clock.
I want you to take it. If you're not thinking, take it, then I must say you're not thinking. And if you're not thinking, take, then I don't want to know what you're thinking, because it's nothing else worth thinking about. Life doesn't get better by chance. It gets better by chance.
Give a fuck about no gossip, they whispering who's better. Man, I'm at these niggas' throats and that shit there goes for whoever. I'm hoping you get it twisted, don't care if you feel offended. I know that you heard my name, I'm just waiting for you to diss it. Oh yes, I'ma blow right at your top, John Kennedy. Nothing I hate more than a nigga with bitch tendencies. That's like 99% of y'all. I tell these niggas bow their heads like I was rapping out the synagogue. Yahweh, pack it so on grande. Make him put his face next to my waist and he got down like my fiance. This shit was about an hour. I need a nigga with some power. Moving forward, Dwight Howard, that's a party. We rolling like a Harley. I showed up with them bands, so every nigga in this club came tardy. We in a different state of mind. I never heard the word declined. All I think about is time. I need it round the clock.
That change to make your life better.
I need it round the clock.
Time for a shift.
Everything around me. Tell them broke boys, get the fuck from around me. Once it comes, it comes. When it leaves, you ain't about that life. You can't roll with me, no. Cash rules everything around it. It's like it knows I won't be nothing without it. Cause once it comes, it comes. When it leaves, you ain't about that life. You can't roll with me, no. I need it round the clock. I need it round the clock.
Nice one. Dig there, around the clock on FUBAR Subculture Club. Hugh and Michael with you, and we have a very, very massive announcement that we are going to let you know about at the end of the show, but it's huge.
Massive.
It's actually, we could probably say this is probably the biggest announcement our show's ever had.
I'd say so.
It's big. It's monstrous. But we're going to tell you. We're not going to tell you for a little while. Just going to save it.
Keep them on tenterhooks.
Also very pumped now. We're just about to join us in the studio is Kevin Mark Trail, an incredible singer who most people will know from the streets. Mm-hmm. To also singing with Doc Brown now, just been on tour with Your Bad Self. Mm-hmm. Incredible, and such a lovely dude as well. So he's going to be joining us in the studio less than 10 minutes' time.
Yeah, it's going to be like a little reunion with him, actually. Yeah. Spent sort of 10, 12 days on the trot with him, you know, on the road. And, absolutely lovely guy. Mm-hmm. You know, really. It was pretty much your inclination that brought him onto the show. Mm. Like, you saw him at the Nottingham gig, but you spent some time with him and hollered at me and was like, we need to get him on.
Yeah.
We need to get him on for this mammoth show.
Yeah.
That people don't know why it's mammoth yet. It makes it so much more interesting.
Right? Don't you think? Mm. Hey, do you know something else I wanted your opinion on that I was a bit conflicted about? Just this very morning coming... Oh, just punched the mic. Get out of my way, Mike. You're not my real dad.
I don't like mentioning mornings
either. Just because you do my mum doesn't make you my real dad. You're my stepdad, you dumb Mike. But I was on the tube this morning, and this is one of the worst things that can happen, in my opinion, to someone. who is wearing nice shoes, nice kicks, all right? This guy, I was walking on a tube and I accidentally stood on his shoes.
Were they white?
They weren't. They were kind of like, they were grey. They were grey Nikes. I don't know exactly what model they were, but they were definitely box fresh. They were brand new and he was like, ooh! All right, so I was like, shit, I'm sorry, man, because he was sitting down, and he was pretty shitty. He's like, I'd say he's probably like early 20s, mid-20s. He was pretty shitty, and I was like, fuck. My first thing was like, oh, my God, I'm so sorry. Like, you know, I don't think many people it would have really landed on as much as someone like people that actually care about sneakers that would go, shit, I can't believe what I've just done, right? So I was like, oh, my God, I'm so sorry, and he was like, dude, what the fuck? And I'm like, hey, man, but in all fairness, like, you were kind of sitting down with your legs so far apart, right, and you were covering up half the little aisle for me to, like, there's a fair chance someone was going to walk on your shoes. Because when I'm sitting on the tube and I've got all white shoes, like, I've got all white Air Force Ones on right now, I sit with them tucked as far to the chair as I can. So no one's going to accidentally step on them. So then I was like, well, hang on, bro. I think we've got to meet each other in the middle on this one, because you are kind of sitting there with your feet flailing around, almost asking for someone to step on him. Mm-hmm. And he was like, oh, yeah, man, where are you going? And I'm like, no. Like, fair's fair. I stepped on your shoes. I get it. But I'm just saying, I think you should meet me in the middle on this one. What do you think?
I think you're well within your rights to be met in the middle.
Yeah?
Because if you cared about your shoes that much, then you're right. You wouldn't just have them out there in the open waiting for someone to step on them.
Yeah.
You'd think he had them insured or something, and that he was just waiting for a scuff to make a claim.
No.
But no, I think you were in the right. You were definitely in the right.
Because he wasn't having it. He was like, nah, man, you should step on my shoe. And I was like, yeah, look, I'm really sorry. And his friend tapped him and goes, just shut the fuck up, man. Shut the fuck up and pull your feet in. He's like, ooh. And then I just sort of, I was like, anyway, sorry about shoes, but, you know, kind of your fault.
Yeah.
Thanks, man. I knew you'd understand.
Of course I understand. And I'm a massive sneakerhead myself. And I wouldn't be shocked if someone stood on my shoes if they were in their way.
Yeah.
I'd have no argument. I wouldn't be able to make a justifiable argument as to why they shouldn't have done it. So.
But, I mean, it was for me, like, you know, like, if you were driving down a road and, like, an animal ran out in front of your car out of nowhere and you're like, oh, my God, I just killed an animal. What have I done? Animals are cool. Animals are cool. What have I done?
Would you go back and check if it was wearing shoes?
100%.
You ran over by accident as well and apologise for that.
Yeah.
And like, in all fairness, mate, meet me in the middle, but not of the road, if you forgive the pun.
Legend. Kevin Mark Trail is going to join us in the studio up next on FUBAR.
FUBAR Radio presents
The Hannah Whitson Show.
This evening, I have Melanie Murphy in the studio with me.
He's of an Irish accent today.
Oh my God, everyone's going to be splooshing all over the place listening.
Her last drunk advice.
Oh my God. Do you remember Melanie's voice for her clitoris? What's the time? 6:05. Good. It's 6:05 PM. We're not even 10 minutes into the show and we're like, Mel's clip. Voice.
Mel's clip. Oh, I just want to come, make me come.
I can't.
Every Wednesday.
The Hannah Whitson Show.
From 6 PM on FUBAR Radio.
light. You helped me find my paradise. When you came, you were alive.
Fubar Radio. Let's get old school. Sounds of the Gabrielle Sunshine Wookie Remix to all ladies crew. If you want this one played back in the top, you gotta give us some signal. 9 missed calls on the line. 07939 100 100.
Dude, that was amazing.
DJ Hugh Joseph.
Gabrielle Joseph, Sunshine Joseph. And that was the Wookie Dove mixes on Fubar Subculture Club, man.
So good, bro. So good. That's yeah. That reminds me of being on the 16th floor in a tower block with a set of decks and my mates.
Yeah.
And just the views that we used to get from this flat.
Yeah.
Were incredible.
Amazing.
Oh, man.
That's sick, man. Memories, that. Hey, which was a wonderful entrance as well for another very, very incredibly talented person right here. We have Kevin Mark Trail joining us in the studio.
Boy, oi. It's only been like, I must have done something right, because it's only been, what, 3 days since I last saw you?
Yeah, I've missed you, man.
Yeah, me too, man. No, seriously. In fact, the last time we were sort of together was in Brighton. Yeah. But we went to this pub before the Brighton gig. We played The Haunt, mm-hmm. and we went to a pub called, I can't remember what the name of the pub is, but I'm not even going to promote it.
The Chipless Pub.
Yeah, the Chipless Pub. That's what we're going to call it. So we all piled into this pub. There must have been about 10 of us in this tour party, and we all ordered food. And Kevin was with his lovely missus, and they ordered food together. You know, they ordered
food. Of course they did. That's what they do.
Solidarity.
It's like,
man.
What do you,
babe?
Yeah.
What do you want? No, what do you want? I only really want you. Yeah. But as far as food goes, I'll have this for starters.
Right. Yeah.
Then that's the main course, but you know how it goes, right? Yeah. So you order food together. You expect your food to come at the same time so you can stare into each other's eyes lovingly while you eat your vegan surprise.
And you feed each other.
You feed each other.
Babe, you have to try this quinoa. It is to die for.
Oh my God, it really doesn't taste like any of the other quinoa I've ever tried before.
Yeah, yeah.
And so anyway, they got their, they ordered their food. Everyone come and sat down. It was all chilling. It was cool. And among the tour party was the actor Ed Skrine, who's a sort of friend of mine from the teenage years, but he's gone off and he's been, you know, in what's that fucking thing?
Deadpool.
Yes, Deadpool. I was going to leave that one. So you know the ones I was going to amp up to Ill Manners, then Game of Thrones,
and Transporter, and all
then,
that.
Right, yeah. he is Transporter, but he's also Ajax, Deadpool's nemesis.
Of course,
right.
Mm.
So that is relevant. But bear that in mind. So anyway, Kevin and his lovely missus, they ordered their food. We all order our food. Everyone's eating. It's lovely. It's great. Proper community spirit, you know.
Beautiful.
I look over to my right. I see Kevin's not eating. He's sipping a drink. Sipping a drink. These times, I've got like a fucking smorgasbord on my table and a massive burger. That shit takes time to prepare.
Yeah.
He's ordered something vegan. They probably only had to pull it out of the fucking ground.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, 100%.
So 45 minutes later now, I've finished eating. My man's still sipping a drink. He's gone out for various cigarettes. He's come in. His missus is eating. Kevin's just not eating, but not complaining. That's how nice Kevin is. He's not complaining. He's just sipping his drink. He's not even got his fist clenched. He's not doing the Arthur fist.
What?
Like, I wish a motherfucker don't bring my food in the next minute.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm a vegan, but I'll eat one of them. But, like, the food doesn't come. We're sitting at the table, maybe looking at the fucking dessert menu, and Kevin's still not got his food yet.
This is real. This
so
is
by
real.
Now...
He's going in. He's getting in. This is all fact.
Honestly. So then we got up to leave. And then we're like, Kevin, but you ain't eating yet, bro. He's like, yeah, don't even worry about it, you know. I'll just sound check on an empty stomach. And we're like, no, fuck that.
Yeah.
Do you know who piped up the most? Ed Skrine.
Oh, fuck. And he did not want Ajax.
Basically, this poor bartender has got the fucking Transporter slash Ajax, the
danger.
Guy who could have a fight with Deadpool, going to
danger.
This guy hasn't got his food yet, and he's dressed in black as well, which is even more menacing. Ed is like literally just head to toe in black. Yeah. He's going, it's not acceptable, blah, blah, blah. He's not had his food yet. So basically what I'm saying is, I'm going to go outside, and by the time I come back in, he's going to have his food or he's going to have his money back. I'm thinking, fuck, you know, even I'm sure.
Go off.
I'm on the right side of this guy.
Yeah. Close the doors, we're fucked. Close the doors.
If I see a black Audi pull up, I'm fucking moving. I'm fucking for cover, bro. You know the ones. But no, but he was really sort of forthcoming with his disgruntled the disgruntled manner that he realised that Kevin hadn't got his food, and in the end, Kevin got his money back.
Kevin,
but he didn't complain.
Have you eaten since? Like, can we get you some food now? That was over a week ago.
I've been fasting in protest.
Have you?
I mean, I came here and I just wanted to drink water.
Kevin, I have a surprise for you.
You do. This is about to get special.
It's really about to go down.
Digging through a bag.
Close your eyes.
There's a bang in the.
Close your
eyes.
Hand out. Put your hand out.
Hugh just put his nuts in your hand.
He just put his nuts in my hand.
And I've got food for you. Well, close your hand.
Brown.
Close your hands again. Close your hands again.
brown
nuts. He's been on holiday.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's in Barcelona.
Can you hear them? Can you hear the nuts?
There you go.
Just crinkling Hugh's nutsack
now. Thank you.
Yeah, man. But what I mean was, we were just talking earlier in the show that I mean, obviously you were on tour with Doc Brown, and then I came out to the Nottingham show to hang out with you lads, and I was just like, fuck, this guy is, you know, I had never had the pleasure of seeing you perform live. So obviously I knew about you, but I hadn't heard you perform live before, and I was like, we need this guy on the show. He is such a legend, such a nice guy, and here you are.
I am here for us.
In the
surprise.
Flesh.
But for people that you know, haven't been across what you've done before, of course, you know, you've got a career going back quite some time with like on original pirate material with the Streets, a couple of hits with them. So I'm assuming once that all popped off, you must have spent quite a bit of time touring with them.
Yeah, I mean, I was under a street. On the road with the streets, on the street, on the road.
It must have been
curb,
yeah.
On the curb, on the streets.
So I'm on the street with the streets.
Yeah.
Where's the band? The streets. Yeah, what? No, they're supposed to be there sound checking. No, they are. The streets are here. What on about the street, the pavement? At the back? Which fucking street?
Exactly. Nah, that was kind of like 10 years on an island. I left for 3 years because I was signed to EMI. And that was like growth. I came out of university and it was straight into that. So it was a time. It was, you know, our first festivals were like our first proper festival was in Japan, and it was Morrissey, Gwen Stefani, you know, that level of, you know, from show in London, the show in Ireland, and then you're out.
Yeah.
And it was Guns N' Roses, Oasis, all them kind of big massive things. Yeah, so it was crazy. It was a time of, we were kids when we started, we were men when we finished.
I bet, man.
That's what happens with our show a lot of the time. People come in here as men, really.
And they leave as kids.
Yeah, it's the reverse.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you get back to the kid. But this tour, Doc, was amazing, man. Yeah, man. Everyone on the tour was so sound. Like, it was probably one of my favourite tours that I've done in my career.
Same. Sick. I concur.
Meeting yourself. Yeah. It was just real. No bullshit, no egos, just a family vibe. You know, eating together, you know, drinking together. Well,
eating together for the most part.
Yeah, I caught up eventually.
10 meals against your 9, you know.
Balance.
And again, it was, because I mean, I was away when they had the London show, XOYO, but and that just seemed like it was a very, very special night as well.
For the pink seller!
Yeah, right. And just for, you know, like Doc having his, you know, return to rap after like 10 years, and and he's really smashing everything that he's doing, whether it's comedy or acting or whatever. So it's good. I think it was important for him as well to get back to something, because, you know, when you're off in that showbiz world, you're probably like, well, where am I? Mm-hmm. Your head's spinning. I'm doing all this shit. Do I even want to do this? I don't even know. What am I doing? So he was like, it was a grounding thing, I think, for Doc as well. You know what I mean? Getting back to, what do I really love? What do I want to do? So it's kind of special across the board, I think.
Absolutely. And you were an integral part of that 100%. Tour. You came out and sang on most of the songs in such an emotive and like real way, you know. It was incredible to watch. And I watched the show pretty much every night, and even the ones I didn't watch, I heard. And hearing was as good as seeing a lot of the time, because big shout out to the sound engineers as well, because they made sure that everyone was sounding crystal clear all the time. I don't think there was one venue where I thought, you know, the sound wasn't that good. You know, some were better than others, but every single one was at a certain, there was a standard. There was a certain standard. And it was great.
I feel the same about you. I mean, and what was good about the tour as well was there was a community. Every time we went to, there was rappers that came out who Doc respected.
It's true.
And had relationships with, and we hang out afterwards and have a conversation. But you kind of brought that energy where you kind of set the tone. And as an artist, you know, I was able to, when we started the tour, I hadn't heard about you, but I was able to see who he is, you know, and listen to some of his acapellas and just, you know, it was so great to have someone bring the energy into the room and the command that you had. And we spoke about
about it.
We spoke
we
about your
down,
zone and, you know, so it was across the board. It was an education in hip hop for me, you know, so it was real cool, cool.
Very, very dope vibes.
Skeptic as well, man. Everyone as well.
He's a family member. He's a FUBAR family member. He's hosted and been a guest on many shows across this station. And he was an exemplary tour DJ, you know, but also just like a coordinator as well, you know. He pretty much coordinated a lot of the show that you saw.
Yeah, right.
You know, he was kind of build on the tour way before I was. It was meant to be originally just him and Doc, but that was the thing. But you know, with, you know, they put their heads together and basically made these plans to just make the show a bit bigger, and I really think that Corin, the Last Skeptic's personality shone through on throughout all aspects of the show, not just the parts that he was.
Jedi.
Yeah,
Yoda.
Yeah,
I'd say Yoda, man, because for me, it's like, I've done certain things, but what he pulled me up on a few things, and I was like, wow, you just see fucking you see everything, yeah, you know. Yeah. You see, and that was really nice to see the nature of it. Yeah, DJ.
I heard him a couple of times. It was when we weren't consuming the rider fast enough. You know, he was very angry a lot of the time in the dressing room. Again, you lot aren't eating the cold meats fast enough. I want to leave the room, and I don't want to see cold meats when I get back in here. You know, you there. Why are you not drinking that gin and tonic? Why is the angle of the glass to your mouth not further, you know, shit like that.
Yeah, he's a good degree. Man.
Yeah,
he's
very good.
That's heavy. Heavy.
Hey, we're gonna play one of your tunes out, and then in a little bit where you're gonna do a live thing for us as
cool.
well. You
cool.
put it into Axe, which is cool.
Yeah.
We got True Flow here.
Yeah.
Nice.
It's a True Flow is literally I wrote it in response to an artist called Claire Reed, who we have a life bond. Yeah, it was a response to her work in an exhibition that she did. Check out her work. She's an amazing tattoo artist and painter. And yeah, I did an EP in response to that. So it's just about following whatever your true flow is inside you, whether it be radio for you or MCing or whatever you are, it's okay to be you. And do what you want to do.
I like that. I fucking told you. He's such a good guy.
I'm not.
Yeah, he's a loving guy. So all you got to do is feed him a little bit and look at it.
Oh, man.
Or not feed him. He's still nuts.
So good. All right, here we go. It's Kevin Mark Trail, True Flow. We got the man in the studio right now, and he's going to be doing something live for us very soon on FUBAR Subculture Club.
Just let it go. Let it go. True flow. We're perfect from the day that we're born. But in this world we learn to conform. Every spirit finds its way home. Just follow your true flow. Just follow your true flow. Just follow your true flow. Follow your true flow. Let it guide you. Just follow your true flow. Follow your true flow. Just follow your true flow. Just follow your true flow. Just follow your true flow.
It's Kevin Mark Trail there. True Flow on FUBAR Subculture Club. Hugh and Michael with you. And we've got the main man in the studio right now. Mate, that was beautiful.
Thank you.
Absolutely stunning. So, I mean, as we were saying, the career spans way back to, you know, well, you were obviously working with the streets.
Yeah.
You were signed to EMI, as you were saying. Yeah, and your debut album was around 2005 or somewhere.
Yeah,
around.
Yeah.
So you've been making a lot of songs. You must have a lot of songs in the bank now, bro.
You know what? I'm going to be real with you. I've been sitting on so much, and I'm kind of like, as an artist, you know, I was in Australia, New Zealand, and Warner released my album there, and I'm working with different cats there. And I kind of left the UK. I kind of had enough. You know, I put on my own tour and we're doing nights, and I kind of needed a time out. And that journey was massive. You know, we'd be here for like 4 hours, like magical.
Could you just do the whole story, but just talk really fast?
Really fast.
Amazing.
Leave here, live in Byron Bay, get to go to Aboriginal Australia, get to connect with those people, see the issues and stuff that's going on there, tribal culture, go to New Zealand, do the same there, connect with different people there, tour, gig, most beautiful places in the world, make family, have a baby, come back to London. Something like that.
do you know what I did on my last tour?
You fucking fingered a pie and got pissed. That was a bit.
and met Kevin Montrell.
Yeah. But yeah, also just mentioned Byron Bay, which is like my personal mecca of Australia that I've lived in several times. And so man, that's amazing, because I know you were. Did you spend more time in New Zealand though than you did when you were than Australia? Or
yeah, I think maybe more time in New Zealand. Well, it was 3 years, so I was in between the two. I lived in a place called Rosebank, which is on 16 acres of land next to a nature reserve, so like koalas and pythons. And then when my daughter was born, me and her mother, when we went up to Arnhem Land and met people there, and you know, she got named and welcomed to the tribes, and went into ancestral mountains and a place called Oenpele. So it was just like just seeing the realities of what people talk about, negative and positive, and the same in New Zealand. Just tribal culture, the connection to the earth and the land, and just meeting incredible like people, just having these, you know, being at a tangi, if anyone knows what that is, if you're from New Zealand, is a funeral of a friend of ours who was like a chief, and his son is like a prince, and you know, and it was like, I've never seen so many people at a funeral. We were the only Westerners. Just levels of, it's so much lessons. Yeah. But I guess for me is like, now with music, I'm just like, this tour was a blessing, because over this last month I did Jazz Cafe with a crew called Black Voices, who are a cappella group that I love, and then I did Alice Russell and Quantic Soul tour, then I did Doc Brown, and all of those things were like welcome home for me.
Right. Cause how long have you actually been back in London for now?
I was back, I came back last year in May, but I went back to New Zealand and I came back in January, and yeah, I kind of had that kind of blues of not having the ocean, and for me it was always about having a team and having a family musically, and I, even though I was involved in different projects, I don't feel like I've ever had that. So these projects that I was involved in, like Black Voices, is like family. Alice Russell, that tour, and Quantic Soul, that was like family. And then to come on Doc Brown's tour, you're like, every time you go on a new tour, you're like, what is this gonna be like? Family. And I respect every single man that was on that tour. It's from Steve, you know the names. You know, I can name each one of them. Mm-hmm. We lived right.
Yeah.
And that's different in this industry, you know, and I value more. That for me is like the foundation of what I want to have as an artist. I want to know you as a be cool, and then build from there. Because if you build from there, it's like a tree, you know. It's like those are roots. Mm. So I feel blessed, you know. If Doc called me tomorrow, was like, Kev, I need you to do this, you know, I'll be or Justin, I'll be like, all right, let's do it.
Absolutely,
yeah. You know, and that's it. That's what I want for music. And for me, as long as everyone's in the same place, it always grows. And that's my energy. I haven't got time for the negative as a man anymore.
I really like this
that's
guy.
Where I'm at.
That's why he's a musician and he doesn't work in a happy snaps, because he just doesn't have time for the negatives.
But you know,
can't
what,
bring your
man?
Negatives to man. I ain't developing shit, bro. No time for the negatives, man. Just sitting every
you
time.
Know what though? It is amazing. Like the stuff that you're talking about, man. It is working on some high vibration shit. You know what I mean? Because a lot of people, don't. It's very, very, it takes a lot of courage to live an inspiring life, and not an inspiring life according to other people, but a life that is inspiring to you, and then that just naturally radiates out to other people. And that's what I noticed when I first met you, man. I was like, this is a good man. He is a good man. No, it's absolutely true, man.
Some days.
No, it's totally true. It's totally true, and it's interesting to hear, because, I mean, even for me, like, moving over here, and I had to change my entire life, and I was like deer in the headlights, didn't know where it was going. But I just knew when I was in Australia that I needed to go and do something to be more inspired about my life.
We spoke on this. That's what I was cool meeting you.
Yeah, man.
Because like the whole tour has been like different people come from different angles, because some of the crew are a bit new to people from the streets. You, Australia. So it was all these things of like Mikus, the keyboard player, was in my band from back in the day when I was signed. So it was like this process of like, I don't want to say healing, but like it was cool. It was just like nice.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. And you're actually going to do something live for us today, aren't you?
Yep.
Do you need to tune anything?
No, they were going to get one of the guys in to set up the other microphone for you. And amazing, yes. Going to do something live. Here we go. Thank you very much, Abby. Here we go. I was trying to signal to people, but it didn't go very discreetly.
I thought there was a fucking plane coming in or something, man.
I was trying to be all discreet.
That's why I was being nervous. I was like, Jesus Christ, if I move, the plane might hit me.
All right, here we go.
Cool.
How we sounding here? All right, my man. What are you going to play for us?
I'm going to do a hidden track, which should never have been a hidden track on my first album, Just Living, which was released on EMI, and it was called Babylon. And yeah, I wrote it when I was going through some stuff, and it was just like, all right, you got to just stand tall in this. You just got to stand tall. Yeah.
Amazing. Whenever you're ready. Kevin Mark Trail live in the studio here, FUBAR.
As I'm struggling, battling, I can't afford to let my guard down. I can't afford to let you walk over me. As I walk through this valley alone, I'm not afraid of who I'm surrounded. I'm not afraid of a somewhat unknown. For I am a rising star, I will not fall in Babylon. I am a rising star, I will not fall in Babylon. Now the shadow's steady closing in. I can't afford to give up my reason. I can't afford to delay my quest. I'm in the presence of the Goblin King. I am a knight without shining armor. I am a light of which they're afraid. I am a rising star, I will not fall in Babylon. I am a rising star, I will not fall in Babylon. For I am a rising star, yes I am a rising star. Yes I am a rising star in Babylon. Yes, I am a rising star. Yes, I am a rising star. You know, I've come so far in this here Babylon. In Babylon, I am a rising star. I will not fall in Babylon. Yes, I am a rising star. I've come so far in Babylon. For I am a rising star, I will not fall in Babylon. I am a rising star, I will not fall in Babylon.
Holy Zumba! Zumba!
Zumba!
That's big, yes. Very big.
Bless you.
Oh man, Kevin Mark Trial. What an absolute treat having you in the studio, my
Thank
bro.
Thank you for having
and,
me.
And do believe as well, you got a gig coming up in Dalston on the 26th of April.
Yeah, I'm putting on a night, which is partly, it's called London Tribe, and it is about that. It's because, like, it's a VFD in Dalston, and it's about, like, being born in London and seeing these tribal cultures. It just made me feel like in London, we, you know, there's people who you meet from different demographics, and we are a tribe, you know what I mean? If you agree above your religion, above your sex, above, you know, you find common ground. Mm. And the culture that has come out of this place, I feel like needs to be recognized. So for me, it's just like, I wanted a place where people could come, regardless of your beliefs and race, sex, you know, and just be cool. Mm. You know? Mm. Be who you are. So I started that night. This is the second time it's gonna be, and there's a designer who owns it, and he's amazing, like, in terms of letting us use the venue. And yeah, it's just about love and about real music.
Awesome. VFD in Dalston. What particular road in Dalston?
It's on Dalston High Street. It's just up from Dalston Kingsland.
Okay,
like,
cool.
It's towards the other end, kind of away from the station. I'm terrible. I should know. Yeah,
I know.
VFD.
It's because it got the initial somewhere on.
Yeah,
the
VFD right outside. If you type that in, you can't miss it.
Yeah, I know exactly.
Lyle, who is the designer who owns it, and he's just an amazing character, and who's designs for, like, Lady Gaga, mm-hmm. Beyonce, that kind of.
Haven't
level.
Heard of him. None of them.
He's yeah. a Kiwi. He's Neither. A Kiwi as
is he
well.
Really?
He's a Kiwi.
I love Kiwis,
James.
Man. I've
mate,
always,
they're so tasty.
delicious and juicy. But like, I swear down, I've always, because I got heaps of Kiwi mates in Melbourne, and I swear down, they come to Melbourne to teach us how to make coffee and to DJ. Kiwis are far cooler than Australians, man.
Yeah,
far I swear down on that. Kevin, man, thank you so much.
Thank you. Man. You're a legend.
Please, go look him up, Kevin Mark Trail, and do your research and. And yeah, man.
Thanks for the love, man.
We'll see you
both
very, very soon. As we were saying before, we have a huge announcement. Mm-hmm. Huge announcement. Someone's life is going to change today. We'll let you know more about it. Don't know why I said it in that voice. I kind of hate myself for that. But coming up very soon. Well, unfortunately, as we said, Kelly Jade isn't in the studio today. She normally brings her weird as fuck news. But we're going to do it ourselves today.
Are we?
Yeah.
It's news to me.
There you go.
Hey.
How fun is that? That's how new this news is. It's coming up after Sonic Boom 6. Do You Want to Do? On FUBAR.
Your history is behind you. The sun is rising on a brand new day. Don't let that limit define you. It doesn't matter what the neighbors say. Do what you want to do.
I'm sick of the same life. Same town every day with the same sights. Same food on your plate on the same night. Same daily grind.
Do what you wanna do.
Do you feel like you're stranded? Stepped out of your door and meandered into the trap of another man's standard. You never planned this.
Do what you wanna do. Live your life your way. At the middle of the night is a brand new day. Don't wait around, lady. Hesitate or stall. Cause if you don't get on it now, then you won't at all. Do what you wanna do.
Do what you wanna do.
Your history is behind you. The sun is rising on a brand new day. Don't let that limit define you. It doesn't matter what the neighbors say. Hey, do what you wanna do.
You're stuck on the same page like a rat in a cage on a low wage. Stressing out all about in a road rage. Time for a change.
Do what you wanna do.
You worry yourself sick, wondering what the Joneses might think. Never too old for learning a new trick. You better move quick. Do what you wanna do.
Your life your way, not your family's demands or your greater pay. Don't fuck around, baby. Hesitate or stall. Cause if you don't get on it now, then you won't at all.
Yeah.
Do what you wanna do.
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 Not what they told you to.
Radio presents
Joey Page.
I've woken up with a blotch on my foot, and it's about the size of a 1p piece.
Is it a liver spot?
Well, it might be, but do they come about that quick and that big? Because it wasn't there yesterday when I scrubbed my feet in the shower. All right, mate. Got varicose veins.
Hang on. Are you cheating over there? Are you crowbarring in words into the show just so you can put them in the poem?
Oh, yeah, because varicose veins has got... It's really easy to rhyme.
Lots of bands with food-based names. Si, Thomas has got varicose veins.
Right, you do it yourself, mate, if it's so easy.
Every Wednesday.
Joey Page.
From 2pm on FUBAR Radio.
Sky.
Always in the darkness, we left our disguise, our disguise. And the moon and the moon, it was gone too soon. Left us to take what we wanted from the moon. But if I see you again, will you remember we're friends? We know I'll put you back then.
That's Kid Cupid there, Blue Moon, who we had on Subculture Club right here on FUBAR not long ago.
Exactly. Lovely song, that.
It was beautiful. Mm. And last weekend, they had the show, I believe a bunch of the FUBARs all went to. I know Lissy, our producer, went. She said they smashed it.
Awesome.
I was going to go, but I had to work, so I couldn't go. Oh. But yeah, man, they did done good.
They did done good.
So, of course, normally around about now we had Kelly Jade in the studio, but she is, unfortunately, she's away filming a lot of stuff today.
Oh.
She's a bit busy lady, mm-hmm. busy lady. So we thought we could just do it. We got a little story, a weird news story anyway.
Yeah, two other people were getting busy, weren't they?
They were getting very, very busy. This story for Kelly's weird as fuck news story was about a... basically what happened is, right, there's a guy, he's 20, he was staying the night at his girlfriend, who is 18, and they were getting a bit busy with a they like some toys and stuff like that, and he had like a cock ring which had like a little vibrating thingy on it, right?
All right, okay, cool. When you said toys, I thought, you know, Sylvanian Family's Action Man.
Nope,
but no, a maybe. Cock ring.
But basically, what happened is, they'd obviously finished with it, put it away in a drawer, but at the family house, at his girlfriend's house, her niece was staying there.
Oh, okay.
Little niece who was, I believe she's only two years old, little Macy.
Aww.
Little Macy had wandered into her auntie's room looking for toys and unfortunately found a toy that was not a toy.
Mm-hmm.
It was a sex toy.
Right, adult toy.
It was an adult toy.
Not for kiddies.
You do hear of, like, you know, this thing's happening from time to time. Like, you know, somebody, a kid finds a vibrator or something, doesn't know what it is, everyone's embarrassed, it's funny, mm-hmm. whatever. But little Macy, she thought that this particular cock ring was a watch. I don't know how big a two-year-old's wrist is, but it might be saying something about homeboy.
Good point. Good point.
Right, maybe. Or maybe she's, anyway. So she thought it was a wristwatch, and they were all out in the whole family. We were outside. Oh, they were all hanging out in the house, and then little Macy's running around. She's like, "I've got a watch! I've got a watch!" And the guy, this 20-year-old dude, he's like, how do I handle this? What do I do?" And then his girlfriend realized as well what was going on, that little Macy was running around with old mate's cock ring.
Yeah,
on her wrist.
Let's be very careful.
Holy shit!
With pauses in this story. Yeah.
I know. Just
pauses
that.
Are gonna.
Yeah. So that's pretty much what happened. We thought we wanted to investigate this a little further, didn't we?
As we do. We are very investigative.
We are.
And not content with speaking to Ben, who is the owner of the cock ring, or his missus, his girlfriend is called Amy, I think. Is it Amy?
Yeah, I do believe so. Yeah.
Not important in the grand scheme of things.
Amy Jade, is it?
Amy Jade, there we are. And we didn't even want to speak to young Maisie.
No.
You know, mainly because she's only two.
Yeah.
And we probably couldn't have a very coherent conversation with her.
No.
But we did speak to the cock ring.
We get those kind of interviews.
We get the interviews that no one else can get because no one else wants.
Basically, yeah. we're going to try now anyway to we'll put a call through.
Yes.
And hopefully it works. All right, here we go.
Right, so on the line we have Mr. Richard Ring. How's it going, sir?
You can just call me Dick. That's fine.
Dick Ring. Makes perfect sense. How are you doing today, sir?
I am so excited. I vibrate when I'm a bit excited.
Of course you do. You vibrate.
Am I actually on the radio, right? Thank you so much for having me on your show.
No worries at all. So tell us, man, like, you've recently been on pretty much a life-changing expedition, if you like. You've gone where no other Dick Ring has gone before.
It is. It's a pretty stock package life that we live. We start off on a shelf. We don't get used that often, not as much as we'd like to get used. And then when we do get used, obviously stuff can get pretty weird. So you can imagine my surprise when all of a sudden, I see this complete stranger, a very, very small human, picks me up, puts me on her wrist, not even on her dick, and then I'm off on the best adventure I've ever been on in my life! Now I'm in a backyard, I'm on a swing, I saw a cat! Have you ever seen a cat?
I have. You're probably used to the other type of pussy.
I've seen heaps of pussy, but I've never seen a real actual cat.
So tell us, your young friend, little Macy, the girl that pretty much has changed your life, you know, a young innocent girl, not knowing that you are in fact sexual paraphernalia, and using you as a piece of jewelry. Has that changed your sort of mindset now on your outlook on life?
It actually has, very much so. Me and Macy have decided that I'm going to change my name from Richard Ring to Richard Watch. I'm actually going to be a dick watch now. And Macy and I, we've got many, many more plans for the future with this talk of a petting zoo. Imagine how close I'm going to be to a lamb! Oh, my God! I got like a real... Sorry. Deep breath.
So tell me, do you think it might be wise, once you sort of solidify and make official your newfound friendship with young Macy, do you think it might be wise to keep the name Richard, maybe not abbreviate it? Because then you would essentially just be a dick watch.
Yeah. Is dick bad?
Yeah, but if she's going around, she might get in some trouble at nursery school or primary school or whatever school she goes to, really, because not very many establishments appreciate people running around going, have a look at my dick watch.
Right. I gotta be honest, I never thought of that.
You wouldn't. You're a cock ring.
I've lived my whole life in two types of boxes. One on a shelf and the other one do the math.
Mm-hmm.
So there's still a lot I've got to learn.
A lot, yes. Yeah. So I would suggest Richard State. Maybe Rich. Rich Watch.
Rich Watch.
Rich Watch. It's got a nice ring to it. So forgive the pun. Richard Ring. Soon to be Rich Watch. Good luck on your adventures. Godspeed. And we love you. You know, you're a direct inspiration to many.
There he is.
Wow.
Rich Watch. How about that? That was exciting.
Absolutely.
You don't often get to speak to a cock ring.
You don't. No. I think he's going to go off, like he said, and do great things, yep, and be an inspiration to other sex toys who want to sort of come out of the sometimes, you know, quite sleazy world of assisting with coital pleasure.
Yes.
And go on to, do, you know, have fruitful alternative careers.
Yeah.
Just like the sex toy that went on to become a nightclub reviewer.
Exactly.
And now he's a different kind of vibe rater.
Yeah.
yeah, now he purely just rates the vibe.
I love it. I love it. And we're going from one legend straight to another legend.
Yep.
None other than DJ Odin joining us right now. There he is.
Hello, hello.
What up, son? What it do? What it do?
Just kicking back. How you doing?
Kicking back, being cool.
Yeah, pretty much. How's it going to the show?
Yeah, it's good, man. It's good.
We're having a good old time, man.
We're having a lot of fun. We've had some live music. Mm. We've had we just spoke to a cock ring about being a watch.
Yeah.
Interestingly enough, if you can sort of get your head around that.
Makes sense.
Yeah, but now we want to speak to another legend.
Yeah.
A legend that hasn't died, because legends never die.
That's like I'm dying with my cock.
And so you've very nearly completed the sequel to the phenomenally successful Legends Never Die, Legends Never Die Volume 2.
I'm just in the final recording stages, and it should be out in May, mid-May.
Awesome. Just in time for my birthday. So that's my present sorted.
Sorry, what was that?
That's my present sorted, just in time for my birthday.
When is your birthday? Before mid-May,
just after May 22nd.
Okay.
So for any listeners as well.
Hey Odin, have we got you on speakerphone there?
Yeah, is it bad?
Yeah, it sounds pretty. Sorry, my man. We might need to take you.
There he is. I'm just lazy.
Yeah. Well, what were you doing at the same time?
I heard a. I definitely heard a. Were you having an asthma attack?
Yeah. I was having a puff of my inhaler.
That's what they call it nowadays.
Yeah, bust it off speaker if you can. That'd be good, man.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You're off now.
You're
still bad.
Yeah.
No, that's cool.
It's a bit better.
That's just his voice.
Hey, so we need some football. Yeah.
He sounds like he's on the.
It's just a tiny room I'm in.
Hey, so of course, Legends Never Die, which is a mixtape of some of your favourite classic tunes taken from 90s skate videos, which absolutely smash it. And we were talking about it earlier in the show. The packaging is definitely half of the thing here. What you've done there is just phenomenal. It looks like a massive pain in the ass, painstaking pain in the ass to put these together. And VHS tapes come with a little cassette player, which is some skate wax molded into a cassette tape and then put on a USB key ring. And it's very, very detailed.
Yes.
It must be.
It's, the wax is the worst part by far.
Yeah, because that's all made by hand as well, isn't it? And hand molded, right?
Indeed. And Volume 2 has a blue cassettes. I've added pigment into Volume 2.
Oh, right.
Yeah. It pops. I like it.
It's still in 250 worldwide.
And is that the same number as with Volume 1?
Yeah, I'm gonna try. If I ever do a third volume, I'm gonna stick to just a run of 250.
Yeah, because it's hard fucking work, mainly, isn't it?
Yeah. To be honest, it's like I get bored after making about 100 waxes, so to struggle for the next 150.
Yeah. And are you expecting the same sort of response as the first one? Because the first one was as much of a surprise for you as it was for me, wasn't it?
Yeah. Well, I'm expecting the second one to be a better one because all the people are now like they know about it and they know that the quality of the first one was there. So if I stick to the same packaging and USB and the format and the wax. Yeah, I think anyone that has number one would want number two as well as a collector type thing. And I think it's better than volume one.
Great. So good sell.
Putting it out there.
Yeah, no, absolutely. It's got the current one's got to be better than the last, hasn't it?
And it's open to more music because like you've got like 3-6 Mafia and Lil Wayne started coming into skate videos in the 2000s. And yeah, it wasn't just 90. It wasn't just like New York hip hop and Souls of Mischief.
Yeah,
which it practically was before.
So, have you focused on a different era in Volume 2?
No, I've just opened up to 80s, 90s. Last one was specifically the 90s, whereas this one is just any skate video from any decade, as long as it had a physical release.
Oh, of course.
So, I've not bothered with like little YouTube edits or Instagram or none of that. Just as long as they've got a physical DVD or VHS release.
And as well as reaching sort of skate stores as far afield as like Asia, you've also directly put copies of Legends Never Die into some of your favourite skaters' hands, haven't you?
Yeah,
like Josh Kalis in Philadelphia was like my number one growing up, and he and DC just did a shoe collaboration with Slam City Skates in London. So my friend, you're obviously from Mash Days.
Yeah, big up Jamie.
So, he hooked it up, and I went down and gave him and Mike Blayback, who's like a huge skate photographer from that decade, like just gave them a copy each, and they both hit me up and said it was great and they've been listening to it on tour. And
nice.
Yeah, so it's good.
For those dudes as well, like, you know, that'd be like such a hell throwback for them too. They'd be, because it really does bring back so many memories, and like as we've talked about previously, like when you skate, like that's how you learn about so much music as well, just through a lot of these skate videos and stuff like that, you know. It's a big thing, man. Hey,
and the thing is as well, like, if a brand got involved to do it, then they'd probably stick to the videos that they released. Whereas as someone as a fan of all the videos from whatever company released it, I've got no biases to try and like include or disinclude, not include other stuff.
Absolutely. And have you got any sort of key moments? What are some of your favourite moments from Legends Never Die 2? What should people sort of listen out for?
Or do you want to keep it all a surprise?
No, I'd say the thing that people really liked about the first one was the inclusion of the skits and the weird, like, funny moments that happened in videos. Mm. Like, so there's a lot more of them in Volume 2, and yeah, there's like a funny one with Jack Black and Will Arnett, I think it is, from Arrested Development. And, just weird sort of where Hollywood sort of collided with it a bit more as well. There's like I've included movies like Police Academy 4 and other weird things that sort of reference skateboarding in some way, Gleaming the Cube or like Thrashing and early sort of late 80s like VHS that they've hit.
Great, man.
So dope, man. And when's it going to be out, do you reckon? Where can people cop it?
I reckon realistically mid-May. Yeah,
nice.
I'm just putting the finishing touches to recording now and then just waiting for the USB keys to arrive, and then I can't get the track list or the inmate work done till I've finished recording, so yeah, I reckon about mid-May.
And then the same sort of stockists, all your sort of regular famous reputable skate stores?
They've all approached me while seeing my activity on Instagram and said they definitely want to take one in two. So there's like seven stores in England, and then there was a store in New York who actually last time wanted to distribute it in America or on the East Coast, so but I didn't have enough copies left for him, so he might sort of be my plug into the US, which would be nice.
Absolutely, yeah, so maybe 125 go out to America, 149 in fact. So one in the UK,
the
UK one can go to me for my birthday and then send 249, not 149, 249 to the States.
Get out of there, yeah.
So good, man.
And I'll be going back out to San Francisco as well, so I'm going to drop a copy off at Fresher HQ and
you will indeed.
FTC there, and hand delivered.
Awesome.
And we need to catch up for a skate really soon too. So we got postponed bad weather and hangovers in the weekend.
Didn't we have Friday penciled?
Yeah. We will. We'll try to do next Friday for sure.
Absolutely.
Also, so just talking about, you were saying about recording the last little bits of this. I actually hit you up on Saturday last weekend and said, "Hey, man, I've got a little bit of a problem. I'd been DJing for about 45 minutes, and my Mac charger it just died." It stopped working, and I was like, shit. So about an hour, half an hour after that or something like that, I was like, okay, I'm already down to 50%, and I've got another 3 or 4 hours ahead of me or something like that. Shit, well, what do I do? Think, who do I know around here that might have a Mac charger I could maybe use? Super Odin. What did he do? Fucking legend. Tell the people. What a guy.
What a guy.
Said, can't help you, I need it.
Yeah, I was about to say, yeah.
Should have thought of that shit. That would have been my text.
What if I could book a car?
Yeah.
But do you want to know what happened?
You go for it. I was gonna think you went for an acoustic set, but that's not gonna work.
Acapella,
yeah. Barbershop.
No, it was actually quite a journey. Let me tell you about it. So what happened is my Mac got down to about 25%, and I'm like, I'm asking everyone around here. I'm like, literally, I reckon I've got half an hour left.
Isn't 25% like amber or something?
Oh man, yeah, it's scary. It got really low, and I was asking all the staff there. I was asking everyone. I was like, what do I do? I need a charger. And it's my Mac's a little old, so it's like a specific, it's not the new slimline one, it's the older one. So I was like, shit, what do I do? And it's like, by now, it's like, it's about 10 to 9, mm-hmm. 5 to 9 or something like that. And then, because I was in King's Cross, someone was like, well, why don't you go to St. Pancras, see if you can buy one. But I'm pretty sure it shuts at 9.
And I'm pretty sure they're fucking expensive.
They're really expensive, right?
So there are laptops cheaper than some MacBook chargers.
It's true, bro. It's true. So, anyway, so I raced. I raced over to St. Pancras. Is anybody sell Mac chargers? Does anybody? I fucking grabbed this little kid by the scruff of the neck. And do you sell Mac chargers? I'm running around like crazy, looking at the clock. The clock is like 3 to 9. Everyone starts pulling their doors down and shit. I run into like this, I can't remember what store it was. It might have been like a Marks and Spencer's, sort of like, you know, posh a supermarket with everything store.
But you're not that good at reading, so you obviously thought it said Marks and Spencer's.
I thought it said Marks and Spencer's, so I went in there. But I went into WHS or some store like that, right? I don't know. I went into some store and they're like, yes, we've got him. And I was like, yes, I made it. Go there, didn't have the one that I needed. Fuck, I'm like, shit, what do I do? Grabbed the same little kid. Where the fuck are the chargers? right? And then somebody goes, and the little kid looks at me and she's like, John Lewis? And I was like, smart motherfucker. And I patted her on the head really hard with the butt of my hand. She fell over and I ran.
And then the cock ring fell off her wrist.
Exactly, right? So I ran, I get to John Lewis, right? And they're locked. Doors are shut. And I'm like, motherfucker. So I'm there like, you know, like in Mrs. Robinson, banging on the glass. Let me in! Let me in! And they were like, nah, man, can't help you. And I was like, let me in! I was like, and I slid 80 quid under the door. And I was like, just give me a fucking charger, man. Give me a look at me, bro. Look at me. Give me a fuck. Because I'd put on a mixtape as well while I was running around trying to find this. So I had about a few minutes left of this mixtape. John Lewis was like, can't help you. And I was look, and I gave him the eye and I looked at him and I went, give me the fucking charger, bro. And he was like, ugh. Came back like a minute later. Take it, man. Take it. Dan ran back, had 8% battery left.
Jeez.
All was saved. How about that?
You're a don.
How about that?
How long is that from start to finish? What are you talking?
I don't know, about 8 minutes. hey, we need you to help us with something else, if you don't mind, DJ yeah. Odin.
I'm going to order a sub.
Sub of the day with you, ready for collection.
And Michael Payne, of course. Don't know what happened this day.
I was the bite noise.
Hey, so sub of the day, of course, Subculture Club here. We always land each week on a specific subculture around the world. So, Odin, would love you to help us with this one, mate. This week's sub of the day is bagel heads. Have you heard of a bagel head before?
I consider myself a bagel
head. Bagel. No, what's
bagel.
A bagel head?
I love bagels. I'm a bagel head.
You are a bagel head, aren't you? Yeah. But not this kind of bagel head.
Okay.
Not like a Brick Lane bagel head. This one is, it actually originated in Canada. And basically what these people do, they get a saline injection into their foreheads. We'll tweet a picture of this. So they actually get, it looks, there you go, I'll show
it's
you.
It's disgusting.
So they actually have a bagel-sized lump on their foreheads, and it doesn't like last for ages and ages, but it lasts a few hours. You've got basically like a massive bagel-sized lump in your forehead.
Like, what reason would you have for that, unless you wanted to be a human golf tee?
I think it's just people just like to feel a part of something.
Yeah,
you know,
they like to stand out.
They like to stand out, you know. And it's massive in Japan now as well. They've actually superseded the Canadians, where bagel heading is now much bigger in Japan.
I can imagine it'll kick off in Camden. Yeah, I reckon I could see some bagel heads in Camden.
Or even just on Brick Lane.
Just even on Brick Lane.
You are what you eat. After all,
do you want to go for a bagel? Yeah, sure. Bring the syringe. We'll give you a fucking bagel. What do you reckon about that one? Would you get that done, Odin?
I would say that's a definite no on that one.
Oh,
yeah.
Really? Oh, okay.
unless, like, I like the idea of storing food for later, but I mean, I don't think it works that way, does it?
Hey, thank you so much for joining us, bro. And do keep an eye out. Legends Never Die, Volume 2. Around mid-May. And just make sure you, if you Google that and you look up DJ Odin, follow him online on the socials, you'll be able to find out where to get a copy of it.
Exactly. For all skaters and non-skaters, just music lovers in general, and people that appreciate vibes.
Yeah. A sound journey. Yeah. Mm.
Sound journey, I like that. Let's catch up for a roll anyway, very, very shortly.
Yeah, for sure. Next time the sun's shining and we're both stretched.
Yep.
Awesome.
It's going to be an old man roll, I'll tell you that much, man. It's going to be some slappy shit going on.
There's no highlights in my trick repertoire anymore.
Awesome. Well, lovely to speak to you, bro. And in the meantime, we'll leave you to your more sort of the rolling that you're more accustomed to.
blessings. Yeah, I'll catch up with you all soon.
Happy asthma pumping, bro.
Yeah.
Bro, I'll get back to it now.
All right, bro. We'll catch up with you very soon, man. What a legend. All right. DJ Odin, Legends Ever Die, Volume 2. Make sure you keep an eye out for it. We're not far away now from our huge announcement.
No. Huge
announcement. Yeah, it's coming up very, very soon. And not too far away, Johanna James, Noel Clark will take over for Back Row and Chill. And up next, I want to make a film.
You do, don't you?
Can we make a film?
Yeah, because speaking of Noel Clark, you saw Brotherhood recently, didn't you?
It's going to come up next. This is on FUBAR Subculture Club.
When I'm alone and not with anyone, through the shouts and music of the crowd down the road boozing, near the free car park, the bins and the alleyway,
we're going down like BHS. While the able-bodied vultures monitor and pick at us, we're going down and it's no stress. I'm laying over the knuckle-dragging exodus. We're going down like BHS. While the able-bodied vultures monitor and pick at us, we're going down and it's no stress. We're going down like BHS. I think about the heat as it lowers itself on me. Past the closing hour, when the light in my phone starts to lose power. Through the karaoke it screams its name. You can't blame the betrayed in the snakes and ladders. We are the Baldrick Sun and Blackadders. We're going down like BHS. While the able-bodied vultures monitor and pick at us, we're going down and it's no stress. I'm laying over the knuckle-dragging exodus. We're going down like BHS. While the able-bodied vultures monitor and pick at us, we're going down and it's no stress. We're going down like BHS. Laying on a boat, well, what do you do? But laying on a boat, mate, look at you. But laying on a boat, well, what do you do? But laying on a boat, mate, look at you.
Look at you.
Able-bodied vultures monitor and pick at us. We're going down and it's no stress. I'm laying over the knuckle-dragging exodus. We're going down like BHS. While the able-bodied vultures monitor and pick at us, we're going down and it's no stress. We're going down like BHS.
That there is Sleaford Mod from VHS on FUBAR, Subculture Club, Hugh and Michael with ya. And not far away now from our huge announcement, but first things first, we need to jump into this because as we were just saying, Johanna James, Noel Clark going to take over shortly for Background Chill. And of course, Noel Clark, writer, director, star of Brotherhood, and Johanna James was in it as well, of course.
In fact, the trilogy, you know.
It's a trilogy, of course.
Kidulthood, adulthood, and Brotherhood.
And Brotherhood, that's right. So I've been a little bit slow on this one, but I haven't actually seen it yet. I didn't see it at the cinema, but I saw it pop up on Netflix. So I was like, fuck, I haven't seen Brotherhood yet.
Mm-hmm.
Craziness. So I can watch it, of course. And now I've decided that I want to make a gangster film.
Of course you do.
Of course I do. You know how easily I get influenced by things?
Mm-hmm. That's how it starts, bro.
As soon as I saw it, I was like, yep, definitely want to make, but I want to make a really, because obviously Brotherhood's really good and smashed it at the box office around the world and won all these awards. I want to make a really shit one.
You are very, very easily influenced by entertainment. And because, I mean, you obviously recently played Streets of Rage on Mega Drive because you're dressed like...
Legend. Oh, you need is a little leather cut off gloves, isn't it?
Yeah, I do feel a bit like that today, actually.
I'm
really sad. No, man, that's funny. Yeah. Anyway, so we have got a list here of six things on how to of must do's to make a gangster film.
Yes, we have indeed. The first one, character arcs are key. So you got to know whether you want your protagonist to endure the slow burning fall from grace or not.
Yep.
Because as they descend into the depths of a world of crime, as portrayed in Public Enemy and Bonnie and Clyde, if you want to distance the audience from them by introducing a protagonist who's working with the good guys, you're going to have to develop the character accordingly.
Yep. No worries. One. What's two?
Number two is Kill Your Heroes.
Got to kill your heroes.
Yeah, man. You know, Carlito's Way.
Yep.
Scarface.
Yep.
You know, they all meet quite a grisly end. You don't, Both of them are Al Pacino.
Be a happy ending. Can't be happy.
Can't be a happy ending.
Right, what's three?
And number three is Know Your Tone. Gangster thrillers are usually quite dark, but they all have, they all have differing tones from, you know, something like Brotherhood.
Yep.
To something like the aforementioned Scarface. Know what you're dealing with. Know the types of people that would be around in that type of culture.
True that.
Number four, don't forget the matriarch.
Yeah.
Every real G's love their mum.
They do. They do. I'll leave it at 100%.
Number five, what side is law enforcement on? In Bonnie and Clyde, law enforcement plays the role of the antagonist.
Yeah.
Whereas in most gangster films, they're the one implementing justice.
Yeah.
Like in, you know, what's that one? American Gangster. You've got Russell Crowe, who is seen as the sort of hero.
Yep.
Figures in the Shadows, that's number six. The idea of the nefarious evil lurking in the shadows is a powerful element of the gangster thriller. In Bonnie and Clyde, law enforcement is literally lying in wait in the underbrush so they can ambush the couple. In Casino, the corporate elite takes over.
So we've got those six steps. We both have our gangster film together that we've made. It's coming out very, very soon. It is called Day One.
Called Day One, exactly. And
here's the trailer.
Basically, yeah, here it is.
In 2011, or maybe it was 2012. Yeah, it was around the same time as the London Olympics, I think. Yeah, so 2012 in East London. One white man from Australia with long hair that looks more like he surfs, wants to be a gangster with all the roadmen.
Yeah. I'm strapped, G. I'm ready for it, G.
Yo, listen, today you're driving for this job, yeah?
Drive by.
Yeah,
all right. I'm down, bro.
You sure?
Yeah, man, I got this on lock, G.
You got your balaclava, yeah?
Yes, got my balaclava,
cool, G.
It's really hard to see, by the way. I don't think I cut the proper holes.
Turn it around, man. Turn it around.
Oh, right, I'm going to turn it around. So it's my first day, man. It's my first day.
This job's important, cuz.
Yeah, man.
I'm going to drive in. Let's do this.
All right. All right, pull up.
Pull it on. You ready?
Yep.
Now.
Yo, can I get three Big Mac meals? And I'll get, any of you guys want a sundae? What?
This ain't a drive-thru, blood. It's a drive. Shoot him, cuz. Shoot him.
What?
Shoot this fucker, blood.
I thought you meant a drive-thru.
Fuck. Yo, blood. You got that package for man or what?
Yes, of course I brought the package. You texted me like three times last night. Don't forget the package.
All right, cuz, let me see that, blood.
There you go.
Whoa!
What do you think?
No, not that package.
I shaved.
Yo, not that package, cuz. Put that away. Why is it even that color? Put it away, man. Yo, man, just go and get the package, man.
Oh, the drugs.
No, don't say drugs,
shit. I don't know.
Get the fuck out of there, man. Follow me, bro. Come and look at this.
All right. We're nearly there. This is like fucking five steps, dude. I'm not an athlete.
Listen. Shit. Look at that. See that dead body there? Yo, blood. Who screamed? There's only me and you here, blood.
That was me.
Fuck. Is that how you scream? Anyway, you gotta take care of this dead body.
I'm not going near that, man. It's a dead cat. Bro. I am not going near that.
I didn't say you had to fucking do it yourself, man. Just ring environmental health, cuz. You got the number, blood. You got it saved in your phone, blood. No black boys have got that shit, man. You're white. You're obviously gonna know about environmental. Yo, blood, you strapped, yeah?
Yeah, man, of course I'm strapped, dude.
No, not all them straps that you got on. I mean, like, have you got a gun in it? And why have you got that many straps on as well?
Because I've just been parachuting. You know I went parachuting this morning. I've brought all my straps.
Fuck's sake, man. I meant guns, blood.
There we go. Coming to a cinema soon.
Very soon.
Very, very soon. Cannot wait. Keep an eye out for Day One.
Day One.
Yeah, Day One.
It's a mad thing. New heat for the streets.
All right, coming up next, we are finally going to let you know this huge announcement. It's going to change someone's life. It's coming up after the Sada Sheriff with the Crucial Conversations on FUBAR Subculture Club.
What?
One day I walk up to my friend and say, what's happening? She shrugs her shoulders and replies, where do I begin? You should have seen us back in school, we were just like twins for real. I haven't seen you in a while, these days you're always in. Don't even worry about the girls, yeah they've been gossiping. They're saying that she lost her looks and all because she's drinking gin. She thinks she's all that, man she's feeling like she can't win. It's pulling at my strings, heart is feeling like a violin. I know that what I gotta say is kinda hard to hear, and I was thinking long and hard while I was walking here. I know this conversation's gonna change the atmosphere, but you gotta know it's coming from a place of sincere. And I can see the storm approaching like it's Shakespeare, and you might shed a tear, but you'll see clear. Wounds from a friend can be trusted, sister don't fear. There's people pleasers out there, gotta beware. They'll multiply kisses in the end, your wounds are more severe. Please hear what I'm saying, them girls don't care. It's like you've hit self-destruct and you just can't trust, and now you crave attention and it's too much. I know you think relationships can make you feel better, but that boy, he makes you worse, that other criminal, whoever. He makes you hit the bottle, cut your heart until it severs. I say it cause I love you, I don't wanna give a lecture. Come on now. Those crucial conversations, yeah, you know those crucial conversations. We've all had them, yeah, you know those crucial conversations, yeah. Crucial conversations, yeah, you know those crucial conversations. We've all had them, yeah. Now I'm starting with the heart and it's pumping fast. If I speak abrasively, I know that I will miss the mark. I speak persuasively, this conversation's getting dark. I'm trying to beg her not to walk on that abortion path. And now I'm feeling some resistance from my last remark. I want to build her up to face a storm like she's Noah's Ark. Cause what you embark, it will last after dark and leave a deep mark. In your sleep, it will leap at you like a shark. Remember us in class, used to laugh, never thought for a minute life would turn out so harsh. Now I'm trying to understand the depth of all the patriarchs. She asked about me and I said, where should I start? She asked me if I'm sad that I'm not married yet. My mum keeps reminding me, how could I forget? She smiles a little, said, don't rush and lose your self-respect. I tell her, don't give up cause God's not finished yet. And that's for both of us. Every day I'm trying to focus on the positives. I know I want eternal life and never want a heart to split. And I'd be lying if I say that I don't think of it, but there's so many things that I can tell you that's a benefit. And now the conversation's getting less stiff. She knows about my problems, this girl knows that I'm not perfect. Look, and I'm not trying to force it, we've always been real. I'm glad this didn't end in conflict. Those crucial conversations, yeah, you know those crucial conversations. We've all had them, yeah, you know those crucial conversations, yeah. Crucial conversations, yeah, you know those crucial conversations. We've all had them, yeah. Those crucial conversations. Those crucial conversations. Yeah, you know those crucial conversations. We've all had them, yeah, you know those crucial conversations. Those crucial conversations. Yeah, you know those crucial conversations. We've all had them, yeah, you know those crucial conversations.
Nice, that was super dope. I'm Fubar, it's the Subculture Club, Hugh and Michael with you. And it is time now. We've only got, you know, about 10 minutes left or so before Johanna and Noel take over up next. And time for our big announcement.
Yeah.
This is it. It's a huge announcement. How do we say it? Do we just do it?
Well, we've been keeping a brave face throughout the whole show.
We have.
So people won't know the magnitude and the sort of tone that this... that this announcement will kind of leave, you know, create.
Yeah, it's true, man.
We've been happy throughout the show. It's been a great show. It's been a lot of fun.
Mm.
But it's tinged with sadness because...
It is also my last show.
Yeah.
Not yours. You're going to be obviously still here at FUBAR, but this is my last show at FUBAR. Mm. Huey, this is it. It's over 2 years, nearly 2.5 years now that I've been here, man.
Yeah.
And it is. I am moving on to do some other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And focus on a few other things for a little while. Not saying goodbye forever.
But just see you later.
But just see
motherfuckers.
You. See you in a little bit. So yeah, this is actually my last show, man.
Yeah.
It's been such an incredible ride. Like it I was has. So fortunate that I very, very soon when I landed in London, I was that wonderful Natalie King, and you know, and the rest of FUBAR gang gave me a show here with Doc Brown and Sarah Love, and then. Shortly, very shortly after that, you jumped on and we started doing this show.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all good things at some point do come to an end.
Nelly Furtado said it.
Right? Mm. Yeah, man. So it's crazy. It feels really weird. And we have been keeping it together today for sure.
We have. Trying not to cry. I couldn't blink. I haven't blinked for the whole show.
Mm.
Because if I do, it's waterworks, bro.
It's weird,
and
man.
I know I'm not that strong a swimmer.
It does definitely feel weird. Mm. Yeah, man. But wow, what a run.
What a run. What a run. We've come through various incarnations of the show.
Yeah.
We are currently on Subculture Club, and it's been great delving into, with this particular format of the show, delving into the lives that aren't the unsung heroes,
yeah,
of subcultures.
Absolutely,
everywhere.
Yep.
People that don't get as much exposure as in fact I was going to say as they would like, but they don't give a fuck about exposure, to be fair.
No, they don't.
They're doing that shit shrouded by darkness. If anything, we're probably irritating them by telling people about it.
Yeah, exactly.
You know,
exactly.
Some subcultures should be left alone.
Poor bagel heads, they just want to chill.
Exactly.
But man, it has been amazing. And yeah, I cannot express how grateful I am to everyone here at FUBAR. It's just been, it's literally been the, you know, the thing that's really helped me set up my life here, and I'll forever be grateful. And I'm definitely, you know, I'm literally only moving on to go and focus on some other things for a little while, to really, I feel very passionate about. But you know, I'm sure I'll be floating around the hallways.
That's it.
100%. But something I did want to play that I found for you, that I wanted to play for you.
Say what?
Say what? My bro, I actually stumbled across during the week our first ever talk break together on air.
Wow.
Yeah, the first time we ever talked together. Check. And the look in your eyes right now is like, this is definitely, he's fucking with me. He's definitely, it's not, straight up and down. Check this out.
All right. If you just tuned in, I was just saying before that, you know, it has, the show for the last few months has been the Friday Social with Hugh Joseph. It's now the Friday Social with somebody else. I've got a new, brand new co-host joining me officially for the first time today. Who is it? Who is it? Who could it be? Welcome to the Friday Social, Michael Payne.
Michael Payne! It's great to be here, mate. It's great to be here. So, absolutely. I'm honoured to be your new co-host.
Oh, mate. Well,
absolutely honoured.
Because you've been on the Tuesday show that I'm on with Doc Brown and Sarah Love. When Doc Brown was away, you were filling in for 5 or 6 weeks, and everyone at FUBAR was like, damn. He's good. What do we do? So when I heard them all saying that, I was like, I'll take him. Put him on my show. Sick, man. So yeah, we had such a good time on the Tuesdays. It's so good to have you officially here now.
That's it. I ain't got no job. I ain't got shit to do. But I've always really loved broadcasting and just kind of bringing new entertainment and other people's music to people's ears. So radio was the sort of the perfect path for me, I reckon.
Cool.
And yeah, I've enjoyed every minute of being a guest on the Tuesday show. So yeah, Friday, it's gonna pop off, mate.
Oh, wicked, man. So good. So we've found your bio online.
Oh, right.
Yeah, so we thought we'd just spiel a couple of things off about your life. And correct me if I'm wrong, because you're on the internet.
Yeah.
Anything could happen.
Anything can happen. Weird shit written about me on the internet.
Absolutely. So this is what we found anyway.
Right.
Michael Payne. Just stop me whenever it's wrong.
Uh-huh.
All right. Born David Thomas Jeffries.
Wrong.
Damn. All right, cool. Grew up in Hackney.
Right.
All right.
Still live there.
32 years old.
31.
Wrong again.
Wrong again.
Cut your teeth, not originally as an MC, but as a street fighter.
Wrong. Cut other people's lips as a street fighter. But no, I didn't. I'm a lover, not a fighter.
Fair enough. Studied at Harvard.
Wrong. Close, though.
What is this, Nat King? This is terrible research.
I studied for a bit at the London Oratory School Fulham, which is a very prestigious school. Got expelled after 2 years, though.
Did you?
Yeah.
What did you do?
What didn't I do?
Well, apart from getting kicked out of school, you did go to study afterward, but apparently left to start a babysitting company.
Wrong.
Really?
Wrong.
Nat King?
It was dog sitting.
Dog sitting,
yes.
Right. All right, that's about all we've got for your bio anyway. All completely incorrect. But, mate, really, genuinely, everyone here at FUBAR is really, really happy to have you on the show.
It's perfect to be part of the team.
Oh, that was the very first time we were on air together, man.
Man.
Properly on our own show.
We sounded so young and like that we just, I don't know. You know, how little we knew back then.
I know, right? I know. Nearly a year and a half
ago. Listen to us now, mate. Fucking hell. It's really taking its toll.
But
so many memories.
I can't take a gift from you without giving you something back. So we've got not only you know, something that FUBAR have put together, but a little message from our little flower, Kelly Jade.
Oh, no way.
Yeah,
oh,
man.
Okay.
Listen to this.
Hi, Hugh. Hi, Michael. I'm so sad to see you leave, FUBAR Hugh. I'm sad that I can't be there today, but I'm actually hanging out with my celebrity cardboard cutouts, so, you know. So I did a weird section on the show, well, one of the weird sections, weird stories from around the world. So I thought, what better opportunity than to bring out a weird story about you? Shall I do my intro? I'm going to do my intro. Have liked it. So the weirdest story I have about you is actually the way that we met. We have a lot of mutual friends, as many people do, in the Big Smoke. And one of those friends was in a band called Storms, which is sadly no longer together, RIP. And they asked us both to be part of their music video. I was like, yeah, man, why not? Get a little dance on, have a little boogie. Obviously, didn't end up doing that. So I had to be a boxer's girlfriend, and you were the boxer, which is funny in itself, no offence. And then basically you had to be a bit rough with me. One of the most gentle, kindest people in the world had to pretend to beat me up. So there we go. Yeah, take that as you will. But yes, you'll be very, 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 very missed. And we all love you so much. So it's only onwards and upwards from here. Love you long time, Angie and Michael. Bye.
Oh,
that was cool. That was really cool.
That really sunk home.
Oh, oh man.
God.
She said she loves me. Oh, no, sorry, and the stuff she said about you was cool.
Yeah. Oh, so and there's another one here you're saying.
There is. Listen to this. This is something that FUBAR put together.
If you just tuned in, I was just saying before that, you know, it has the show for the last few months has been the Friday Social with Hugh Joseph. It's now the Friday Social with
FUBAR Radio presents
Hugh Joseph, This Is Your Life.
Monty the Bear. Congratulations on landing a role in a big feature film. That's a big thing. But what about these allegations that apparently you bummed Leonardo DiCaprio on set?
Hey, man, I'll be honest with you, man. You know, Leo's probably a bit embarrassed that, you know, me and him got it on. Because I'm a gay bear, you know? I'm a gay bear. I'm the only gay bear in the forest, man. You know?
Matthew Horn joining us in the studio.
Good afternoon.
What's up, mate? When I went vegetarian, one of the biggest things I missed was like the hoisin duck pancakes, crispy duck.
Sure.
They had a vegetarian version of that, fake duck. It's called fuck.
It's called fuck.
It was really yum. If you go into a cafe and ask for two fucks, how much that would cost?
Fucks in the mouth as well.
Man, lunch is pretty expensive.
No, I'm absolutely full of fuck here. This is what an afternoon.
Come on, man. It's Halloween porno titles. Come on. Night of the Living Dead. It's Night of the Giving Head.
That's good.
Let the right one in my ass.
My Christmas was a bit strange. So my nan's getting old now. She made sprouts and she made gravy and she made stuffing. And that was the Christmas dinner.
That was it.
Forgot the
she
turkey.
Forgot everything else.
Of course she's gone vegan.
Is she veggie?
No, she's, we just forgot.
Maybe she is, and that's just her way of telling you.
Yeah,
vegans from our generation will tell every motherfucker they meet.
Everyone.
I'm vegan. That's why the chicken crossed the road. Yeah. To escape the fucking vegans.
Yeah. What's that saying? How do you know if someone's a vegan? Don't worry, they'll fucking tell you. They will tell you. There was a table with a reserve sign on it. So what I did was very maturely, and I wrote reserved at 7 p.m. for my big D. Oh, the texter was permanent.
Right,
great.
Hey, sorry, I need to confess something. And I wrote reserved at 7 p.m. for my big D.
You are.
Then I realized well, after I did it that it was permanent marker. My name's Michael Payne, it is. I'm a rapper.
No, not even that. You just say, you're not a rapper.
Yeah, you are the whitest man alive. That's who you are. I love magic, so this is going to be very, this is very exciting for me. We got Gary Shiffman in the studio.
Yo.
Yeah.
You guys know it's going to vanish, so keep your eye on the cards, okay?
Yeah.
You see it going to the deck? See that on there? It goes into the centre. And we give it a quick shuffle. Make sure you keep your eye on the cards, yeah?
Yeah.
And it's gone.
There's no way.
The sometimes what happens. Instead of it going to the pocket, the whole deck goes instead of...
Ah!
So the back of the
I have got the biggest raging erection right now.
In my own living memory, I can't remember having a foreskin, and that still kind of makes me feel really weird, as if I know what having... I don't even know what having a foreskin's like. Do you know what I mean?
You want to borrow mine anytime. I don't give a shit. That's fine. Guys helping guys.
Oh, bro, so many memories. Give me a hug.
Give me a hug, man.
There you go.
I love you, man. I love you. We've got to get out of here, but thank you so much to everyone. Thank you to FUBAR. It's been an incredible two and a half years, and I will see you all very, very soon. And Michael Payne, love you, man.
Yeah, love you too, bro. You've been an inspiration. You've been an inspiration to me and very many, and I hope you continue to inspire and just be you, man. Don't change, mate. Don't change.
Oh, thanks,
maybe work on pronunciation.
Stuff, I will definitely
other
do that.
Than that, don't change.
Let's get out of here and go smoke a zoot.
Let's do it.
Do you want to get high?
Hey, take your shades off.
I can't do that.
How did you roll this one, man? It's like a cross. I was inspired. I was just watching, like, some films and shit. And Passion of the Christ came on. And I thought, shit, man, if I was Christ, this would be my passion. Damn straight. Hey, man, why do they... Is swear words like... considered immature? Why is it called adult language? Yo, listen. Yeah. I was on the beach the other day, yeah. And I was thinking to myself, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, while I was watching people having fun in my, yeah. If I had a pair of skis, yeah, and I attached jet engines to them.
Yeah?
What would I call that?
Fucking really scary, scary thing to do?
Jet skis, man. But then problems, man. Trust me.
Hey, man, if you rip the wings off a fly, it'd just be called a walk. It'd just be called a walk, wouldn't it?
Yo, listen. I was brushing my teeth, yeah?
Yeah?
I thought to myself, if I'm brushing my teeth, shouldn't I have several toothbrushes? Because isn't a toothbrush for one tooth?
You definitely should. How the fuck? It should be called a teeth brush.
Mate.
What? Fucking hell, you'd be like the Edward Scissorhands of toothbrushes. Just flinging the fling. It should definitely be a toothbrush, man. I think we should write in. Someone's fucked up. I'm gonna fucking crash out for a bit, Jim.
Yeah, I'm gonna go shop.
Okay.
Could you lend me £8, please?
Fucking, of course, bro. Anytime.
Cheers, dude. I'll give it back.